Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And, of course, everybody listening, we know we're right in the middle of the Christina Luce Show, which is one of the most informative moments on radio throughout the state. There's no question about it.
So we don't want to brag or anything.
No, that's not us. That's not us. Not here. We're going to continue with
yes. What? So, you know, we were on the topic of parks and all the great things that North Hempstead is doing. And we want to remind everyone that the town offers free parking for veterans with disabilities at the Manor Haven and North Hempstead Beach Parks, which I think is great. You know, this came out of the Veterans Advisory Committee that the North Hempstead has formed. And this is one of the initiatives, which I think is a great way to give back and just kind of show appreciation. The town also offers a discounted annual parking permits for all veterans at the facilities at the price of $25. Usually it's $50, so any veteran can be $25, but if you are a veteran with disabilities, it's totally free. And in order to qualify, residents need to show their government-issued VA card, which if you don't have one, you can come to the August 29th.
And you get it. It's the whole thing is, do you have to pay to get into the 29th? No, actually, that's free too.
It's free. Okay. Yeah, so there you go. So it all kind of comes full circle. So if you have any questions about that, or if you want more information on the town's Veterans Advisory Committee, you can call 311 or 869-6311. And I just want to remind everyone also is that one of our caseworkers at Project Independence, Gail Sellis, is our veterans caseworker. And that is for all ages. You know, that's the only service in Project Independence that is, you know, regardless of your age, Gail will assist you. And she's really has provided amazing services to all those in the community. And just getting, you know, so many of these programs for veterans, it's like such a paper intensive process. And tracking down where your form is and just following up is a lot. So Gail will sit there and call and follow the process for you and facilitate, you know, whatever you might need. So if you're a spouse of a veteran or if you know a veteran, please encourage them to call 311. Gail can sit down and go over all kinds of entitlements and benefits. And, you know, there's a lot out there that I think people aren't aware that they can qualify for. So,
you know what? Where Gail does do a wonderful job, and I've worked with Gail on a few of these things, it's so frustrating. Hit one.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that, hit five.
Absolutely.
Then when you get to five, there's seven options under five.
Right. By that point, you just want to like hang up and you're over, you know, the whole process. And as I'm saying, you know, it's a lot of these things can be like overwhelming in general. Whatever your issue might be, you know, intense. And she's, you know, she's worked with JASA, the organization that we subcontract with, and Project Independence for many years. So
right.
She knows all these things that are out there in different organizations.
And she's a gerontologist.
Yes.
So I mean, she's very sensitive.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
So it's great, you know, that's no matter what your age is for that,
right.
You can call 311 and be connected to Gail. So that's definitely an important thing we want to stress to everyone. What we always look forward to every year, the Good Family Fun Kids Stock on Sunday, August 21st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. There's a $10 parking fee for that. It's a perfect place for the entire family to go. There's all kinds of things that go on. And I know Community Services was working on finalizing all the entertainment. And I think there was some 80s tribute band, Jessie's Girl. And my,
oh, really?
Yeah, I believe I heard in the talks they were all very excited for this 80s tribute band. So that's August 21st, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And hopefully, you know, we don't want August to come too soon, you know.
Right,
so
no.
I'm still trying
it's
to settle
flying.
Into it. Is I'm not very happy that we're already midway July right now, but
Christina, just clarify for
yes.
me. North Hempstead Beach Park, is this another name for Bar Harbor? Is that the beach?
Yes, it
Bar
used
beach.
To yeah, Bar,
Bar
beach. Beach.
Bar Beach, yeah, it's the same place.
But now there's a big sign now that says North Hempstead Beach Park.
But it's so. The same place.
Same
yes,
place.
Same place.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, Shore Road.
Okay.
Yeah, that changed over. But you'll see the big sign, which is because that threw me off. Because I slip every now and again. Because when I was living here, it was
Bar Beach.
Bar Beach, right? That's
but
how
I,
it
and
was.
I believe what they did now is they took the next beach next to it. Nassau gave them it, so
oh.
the
yes,
whole
the whole thing,
circle
right.
now is.
Oh, okay,
is
okay.
North Hempstead.
So this is the same place.
Same
then.
Place.
Yes. All righty, great.
Same place.
Same place. What else do we have? We have the new Alvin Petras Park in Port Washington. They broke ground there. That's going to be a new recreational facility. It's been really overgrown and not maintained, and Supervisor Bosworth pledged to improve the park when she took office in 2014, and there's been steps each year. In 2015, they got the land transferred over, So now it is time to start transforming this beautiful park to add to all of our wonderful parks in North Hempstead.
That was, and that was quite a while in the making. But again,
yeah, but, and that's what, you know, we always say, things, you know, really, it just shows, you know, it's listen, nothing's going to be overnight. And right. I think what's great is that in North Hempstead, they do give you follow-up. You know, it's not like, okay, well, you know, this is what I'm going to do. But, you know, every year, Supervisor Bosworth, you know, made progress into doing this. And it just shows you how efficient it is. And if you want to learn about other things that are going on within North Hempstead, the next town board meeting will be on August 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall at 220 Plandom Road in Manhasset. So anybody is welcome.
And you can stream this.
Yes, that's
important. And actually, I've done it twice. Just out of curiosity, and it's interesting. If you're somebody who wants to be involved and listen, you know, the camera is at the very back of the hall, and you hear you see the person get up. They say what they want to say. It's you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a great because I mean, there's so listen. I mean, these board meetings can go on forever and ever and ever. But there, if you put it on, like you say, if you can't make it, you can stream it. And there's things that you might not have any idea that are going on within, you know, your community. And it's like a great place to know, kind of stay up to date on things.
I'm just thinking, I have an idea how you can make board meetings shorter.
Oh.
Make them wear headphones.
There you go.
Then they'd want to get out of there quicker.
There you go. That's good. There you go. Bring that to Judy.
Yeah, I will.
We also want to tell people that the, afternoon tea at Landmark on Main Street. They're going strong this summer as well. And on July 27th at 2 p.m., there's going to be comedy and magic with Pat D'Arienzo. It just looks like a great time. I mean, who doesn't love a little? He's some bona fide mentalist and a thought reader. And there are free refreshments. The whole event is free. And there, you know, you could sit there and it's really, it should be fun. They do wonderful things. It's definitely worth checking out the Landmark on Main Street.
The Landmark is a fabulous place for anyone to go to. I've been to several different events there and they're really top notch.
Right. They really, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And I think it's nice. I mean, I love these little afternoon teas that they do. And like I said, there are light refreshments and it's a great place to, you know, just meet up with people or meet new people and find out what else is going on. I mean, because like you said, the Landmark constantly has all kinds of events.
And it's definitely entertainment.
Yes.
Like we went, I don't know if you remember, Project Safe went there last
yes.
year, which didn't really work because people weren't coming. They want entertainment. They weren't coming for a lecture.
Right.
So it was, you know, and the women said, let's try it again. And we did the second time, but it's 100% light, entertaining. They have refreshments. That's what the people want there.
We had people on, the Guys and Dolls, actors and the staff.
Oh, yes.
And I went and it was full house and it was phenomenal. I know they've had kids types of shows. I think it was Yoga Palooza. That was just awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Actually, I don't have the number to give out, but currently Once Upon a Mattress, that's the name of a play?
Yes.
Yeah. Once Upon a Mattress is going on at the Landmark right now.
You wanted
now.
The telephone number of the Landmark?
Yeah, put, yeah.
That would be 516-767-6444.
Okay, and
that's
I think,
right
believe
now.
It's this
and
weekend
coming
and
through
next
with the
week,
phone
and it's
number.
It's coming up, which are usually pretty good shows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's there's such wonderful things. I mean, listen, Long Island itself has all kinds of amazing things. But, you know, North Hempstead really has just all kinds of different venues. And like you said, this is a very entertainment kind of thing. And it's great that you're able to just go to all these different things. And no one can say they're bored. And that's what the goal of our show is to tell everyone that there is no reason that, you know, need to be cooped up in the house when there are great free programs going
well,
on.
Mahaffey. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. When she was here, every Friday night there's a concert. And every Sunday.
Yeah.
And every Monday. Throughout the town of North Hempstead in different areas. So it's just a matter of you go to the town of North Hempstead website and look it up. You know, you set your calendar for a few things
you
want to see.
Yeah, it's really, and that's what, you know, we were so blown away last week because as much as we know it, actually hearing it from the Parks Department, you're like, wait, hold on, there's all these different, you know, things. But it's Sunday afternoons at the beach, at North Hempstead Beach Park, and they have, you know, all different. And it's great because it's always like a different theme. So, you know, you might like country, you might like rock and roll, you know, and you can kind of pick and choose which one you want to go to. And then Tuesday night is at Clark Botanic Garden. They have free concerts. Mary Jane Davies Park, Manor Haven Beach Park, has these concerts as well. Clinton G. Martin Park, Michael J. Tully. And then there's a Young People in Art series that it goes on at different parks as well. And then there's the movies in the parks. I mean, it's really I love the idea of the movies in the parks, too, because I think it's, you know, kind of a throwback to some like old drive-in movies. And it's great. And it's perfect for your entire family to go to these things.
I agree. It's just
it's
amazing.
Definitely nice. So if you want the specifics on that, I mean, we can go on and on about the locations and times of everything. But call 311.
Yeah, it makes more sense to call 311. Actually, you call 311. That's right.
They'll call, and you know they'll give you that. I mean, everybody should have received the full calendar of events.
So will 311 plan my weekend? If I call up, say, listen, I'm free Saturday afternoon and early Sunday morning. What should I do?
Listen, those call takers are wonderful, and they actually might do that. I mean, they put up with a lot. I know on the Project Independence, and they are very patient people. So it's definitely great to call 311. And in worst case, you just call up, and we'll just connect you right to John. And,
yeah. Thank you.
But please, if you can get anything from this, it's to call 311 or 869-6311. What was also off the press, which is very nice for the boaters out there, is that the town moorings in Port Washington received rave reviews online. Which is great, you know, because it's another wonderful part of Northampton. We had, you know, the Bay Constable on, I guess, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was really interesting. And you learn so much because you don't even know really what goes on in all these different apartments, departments, which is so great about this show, is that we have the ability to interview people that we had no idea all the things that go on with the Bay Constable over there, and that there's a waterfront advisory committee, and they give up different suggestions. It's community leaders and marinas. And it's really it's great part of Northampton that brings people here and increases the revenue, you know, of the town. So it's definitely all the boaters out there.
I think one of the boating things that's wonderful is they have 20 spots in Port Washington that are free for 48 hours for
right.
a transient, like somebody visiting. So, I mean, because sometimes I'm not a boater, but, you know, you can get stuck for hundreds of dollars to stay overnight someplace. It's nice to make a reservation. If you were visiting somebody in the neighborhood and I said, you know, you're going to bring your boat for fun, you could leave it there overnight, go out the next day, and then go home. I think,
yeah, and there's all kinds of, you know, amenities over there that are wonderful. And I had to laugh at one of the reviews. It's someone from Florida, and they said, have stopped here every trip up north. Nothing changes, and that is very good. Very accommodating to cruisers, great town, and that New York pizza. So I love that they were very excited. You know, we forget sometimes we take advantage of all the pizza options in Long Island and New York. So all the boaters out there, you know, check it out. And it's even the boaters that do not live in the community. You know,
yeah, well, Port Washington itself is just...
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. So you can call 311 if you need more information on that as well.
And actually right in Port Washington, we're almost out of time. Right down there by the water, they have concerts too. I don't know what the name of that park is. Right by Louis.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shell there even.
Yes.
It's called...
whichever one that's called.
Yes, I know that you're talking.
But I know there's been concerts down there that they've had. You're checking out which one
Well, there's Manor Haven Beach Park, but I don't think you're talking about Manor Haven Beach Park.
No, I don't think
No, it's not. It's the...
I don't know. We will have to find out.
Right.
Well, we will have to contact the... Or you call 311 and you get connected to the Parks Department and they will tell you exactly what their park is called.
They'll tell you which park it is. You have 1 minute, Christina.
Oh, I really, you know, I think we're, you know... Oh, this is what was in Long Beach for all those people that want to travel outside of North Hempstead.
Okay.
Long Beach Weekly Arts Festival is occurring actually today. So you can go over there, check it out. These are... All came from the Arts Alliance that sent
when
these over.
When she was on last week or 2 weeks
Absolutely.
ago.
Absolutely. So check it out. It's a beautiful place and should be a bunch of things going on.
Terrific. That's basically it. Anne, thank you so much for today. It was a little confusing with the scheduling, but it worked out perfect.
Thank you so much for
letting me
participate.
We don't miss a beat here.
No, we absolutely don't. And Dan,
FPI
who is the engineer and the director, Dan has every hat in the house on, it seems
today. Absolutely.
But we want to thank everybody for listening. That's the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And the important thing is check out the website, WCWP.org. If you check it out and you fill out a brief little question and answer, the few questions in reference to getting a tag for your car, you can get one of those bumper stickers, and we want to see a lot of people having them.
That's
so
right.
Until next week, everybody, be good. Thank you.